Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, as you mentioned, with it getting hotter and, well, I guess the weather being a little weird and unpredictable, staying active, motivation to sort of get out there and continue to do so.
It is. You know, it's that time of the year where maybe it's the evenings are a little longer, you know, with the light being lighter outside longer, and maybe you're driving up and down the streets or your county road and you're seeing people outside walking or doing more things outdoors. And so, you know, staying active is one of the most important things we can do for our health, as most of us probably know. But no matter your age, staying active is one of the most important things you can do for your health, no matter your age. We all know this. And it's good news is you can exercise doesn't have to mean long workouts or complicated routines like some of us maybe tend to think. It's really about finding simple ways to keep your body moving each day. Get up and get moving. So with the guidance from the National Institute on Aging, there's 5 easy ways to help you stay motivated to making exercise a part of our regular life and our everyday routine, right? So first, find ways to fit exercise into your day. It doesn't have to be all at once. You can take it maybe a short walk after breakfast, maybe stretch while watching your favorite TV show or listening to your favorite podcast, or even, you know, maybe park a little farther from the store if you're going out to get groceries, or, you know, maybe a few that opportunity will provide a few extra steps. So when movement becomes part of your routine, it starts to feel natural and a lot easier to stick with. Secondly, do activities you actually enjoy. If you enjoy, you know, walking, take a walk. It should be something you look forward to, not something you dread. If you enjoy music, try dancing in your living room or dancing in your backyard where no one will see you if you don't want people to see you. If you love being outside, again, go for a walk or tend to your garden. You know, getting up and down, moving those arms, using those tools really is a good workout. You know, or something simple, you know, you enjoy fresh air and do some deep breathing while staying active. But don't be afraid to try something new. You might discover a new favorite way to be active and stay moving throughout the day. Also, make it social. Everything is way more fun with company or a good friend. Invite a friend to join you for a walk. Maybe you sign up for a local fitness class that we have in one of our local communities, or stay connected through a virtual class exercise buddy that you have. Maybe you have a family member or a friend, you know, somewhere else, but if you can connect virtually with them and stay active, and again, have someone that you can experience that with and kind of be held accountable to, it'll help keep you motivated and give you something to look forward to each day. The fourth thing I want to talk about today is get back on track if your routine is interrupted. Again, we were just talking, Blake, about how busy the spring schedules are. Life happens, of course. And so sometimes we fall out of our routine, and that's okay. Life happens. But, you know, the important thing is to start again. Begin with just 5 or 10 minutes of activity and gradually build back up. You can also ask a family or friends for encouragement and support to help you stay on track. Hey, tonight I want to go out for a walk when I get home. You know, are you good with that? Is our schedules meshing up so we can all do that and everything at home still is taken care of? You know, sometimes you may want to find time to go a little farther or longer on your workouts as you gradually build up to that. You know, and that's a great thing, but slowly build up time and distance into your routine. And finally, keep track of your progress. Again, writing things down can be a powerful motivator. Use a calendar or simple maybe notebook to mark the days you're active. Small goals and celebrate when you reach them. You know, maybe you've gone an entire 5 days. Maybe that was a goal to start out doing 5 days in a row. And if you've done that, celebrate yourself. And maybe that's treating yourself to a favorite snack or maybe a new book or simply taking a moment to feel proud of yourself for the progress that you've made. You know, these days, watches. A lot of people have, you know, smart watches that can help keep you motivated throughout the day. If you have one of those, you know, sometimes I have one and it will let me know it's a good time to get up and take a quick walk or, you know, a few steps. You've been sitting too long and adhere to those, you know, listen to those and maybe you do stop what you're doing and kind of get up and get moving around, whether you're in an office or at home, wherever you're at. Every few steps, and gradually they add up to be a lot throughout the day. And you know, the key to staying active is to start small. Keep it simple, stay consistent. Every step you take, no matter how small, add up to make a big difference in your health and well-being. And so today, you know, hopefully you found those five tips you can to help you keep on track as we are entering the spring months where it's beautiful and one of us, and we want to get outside more and exercise and be moving and get active. So for more tips on staying motivated, feel free to contact me at 785-828-4438.
Always important to get out there, enjoy the sun while it still is there and still is a little more mild mannered out there in the weather, that's for sure, in these spring months. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Dean, Extension District 4-H, Agent Carla Hightower.